Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Isaiah chapter 15, verse 5. My heart cries out for Moab. Her fugitives flee to Zoar, to Eglath-Shelishiah. This verse is a powerful picture of the heart of God. Even as he is walking through these oracles and pronouncements of judgment on different nations and places, here in verse 5 of Isaiah 15, you see God's heart crying out for Moab as fugitives flee. It's basically a picture of refugees leaving their homeland with nothing. And as I read this verse, I just think about the world we live in today and the number of refugees in the world fleeing their homeland with nothing. One of the most sobering moments I can remember is walking through a refugee camp in the middle of the Syrian refugee crisis and seeing all these families and little kids in tents in the mud and freezing cold, looking for a place where they can find safety, having left everything in their homeland with nothing but a bag in their hands with a few things they were able to bring, having trekked miles and miles and miles by foot and not knowing where they were going. This particular setting, they were stuck. And I think about that multiplied over in the lives of millions of people from places like Syria or Afghanistan, or think about wars today, Ukrainian refugees. Think about hundreds of thousands of people in Gaza right now as they are fleeing their homeland. And this is not intended to be a commentary on all the political ramifications of war, but it is a picture of suffering men and women and children. And to see Isaiah 15, verse 5, showing us God's heart for them, his heart crying out for them. And so if that's what God's heart does, shouldn't that be what our hearts do? Again, regardless of how we view the politics of a situation, help us, oh God, to see the people in situations like this around the world and to cry out for them and to the extent possible to work for their good. This is part of the picture we see all throughout the Old Testament and New Testament, God's people called to welcome sojourners and refugees and to be an expression of God's compassion and love for them, justice for them. So we pray, God, give us your heart for refugees all around us and all around the world. I say all around us. I think about someone I met just a couple of days ago who came here just a few weeks ago from Afghanistan. God, as refugees leave their homeland and need provision, need help, need support, God, we pray that you'd help us as your people to be a picture of your love for them, to support them, to care for them, to provide home and supplies and resources for them and friendships for them. God, we pray that you'd help us to be welcoming of sojourners and refugees and to work, God, to the extent with which we are able to work on behalf of fleeing refugees from different places around the world. And God, we pray for your grace and your mercy and your help over them. God, we pray for your church in different parts of the world where refugees are fleeing from and fleeing to. God, we pray for your grace, your strength, your provision, your mercy, your help for refugees. And God, knowing that many of these places are places where the gospel has not gone, where most of the people in those places like Syria or Afghanistan or in much of the Gaza Strip. God, many of them have no knowledge of your love in Jesus. God, we pray that the gospel would spread to them. God, we pray that they would hear the good news and believe and receive the good news that you love them, that you have made a way for them to have eternal life with you, to have a home and an inheritance in you that nothing in this world can ever take away. Oh God, we pray all of this in light of your heart for refugees. In Isaiah chapter 15, verse 5, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.